The following is an excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on August 28, 1980 in Los Angeles, California, USA.
So, of course, this Srinivas, when he went preaching, he would go with Narottam Das, who was a disciple of Lokanath. I just like to point this out. He went preaching with Shyamananda Pandit, who was the disciple of Hridayananda, Hriday Chaitanya, the disciple of Goridas Pandit, who was Subal in Krishna Lila, friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would go with, of course, his disciples, Ramchandra Kaviraj, but he would go with other devotees of Bengal. Sometimes they would preach. You see in Orissa, sometimes in Bengal, he would convert kings and make them devotees, and the whole kingdom would become Krishna conscious. But although there were different disciples of different spiritual masters, there was no such distinction. They worked together, one, Chaitanya's devotees. At that time they had no kind of family spirit. Only we are now terms, you know, disciples, we can't work with Srinivas's group. Or we're, you know, of course we have the same thing in ISKCON. We don't have that spirit. But this spirit, I had a great argument with the Gaudiya. They're saying in Chaitanya's time there were so many devotees, they each preached their own way. Complete nonsense. They all work together. A disciple would develop faith, he would accept initiation. It took 3 years, 2-3 years of this menial service of Narottam Thakur. Finally a spiritual master who had given a promise to Krishna, I don't want to take any disciples, I don't feel qualified. Finally, by such intense service of Narottam, one day called him in and said, you win. He would daily used to go and clean up his place where he would pass stool and put cow dung, make it clean. Even he said, I won't give you initiation. He said, that's alright, I just want to serve you. So like this, without any aspiration, you know, he simply served. So finally Lokanath gave in and gave him initiation. We don't find Lokanath's name, Lokanath Swami's name in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in so many places because he ordered Krishnadas Kaviraj, you dare don't put my name in your book. I don't want myself to be glorified anyway. You see, but in other literatures, who didn't get that order, they didn't miss the chance to glorify the qualities of Lokanath. That's some other time we can say. So all these devotees, although they had different spiritual masters, they had developed faith in a certain way, they got this special mercy, they all sent out to preach together in different parts. And sometimes you see Shyamananda, he more or less concentrated on Orissa, but Narottam, he would go here and there preaching. He sent his devotee to Manipur, Gangadas, Narayan and others, and they were the ones who converted all those Manipuris to become pure Vaishnavas. They're all in the line of our Sampradaya coming from Narottam. But at that time they would sometimes Janava Devi, she was in charge of the preaching. She blessed them all and they would preach in different ways. Sometimes with Birbhadra, sometimes separately. So you see, it was one truly transcendental family. Although they were different spiritual men, that wasn't at all a consideration. So it's very important to see that how Lord Chaitanya's movement was a preaching movement, how the greatest devotees who were actually Nitya Parshas from the spiritual sky, they came down and were preaching, distributing books. It is not at all anything but the most glorious activity. Some of them, yes, they stayed in Vrindavan and were writing books and they were in ecstatic mood. They were excavating the pastimes of Chaitanya and some of them were sent out and they had to preach. But they're all part of the transcendental leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all His empowered devotees. Similarly today, those devotees, we can see how Prabhupada was empowered to spread this Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. Similarly, He's empowering devotees, and in this way, devotees are being empowered through disciplic succession to preach. And this is all the expansion of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Adya piha lila kore gorarai, kono kono bhagavan deke jare pai. Those who are fortunate, they can see the hand of Chaitanya, they can see Chaitanya Dhamma today, performing their pastimes. You see. So we see That just as like Prithu Maharaj, when he was greeted by his citizens in this way, all the devotees, practically one of the main things is simply they meet devotees. Lord Chaitanya met his devotees came to meet him. In this way the pastimes are going on. Similarly, these pastimes are continuing. As devotees sometimes meet together and glorify the Lord, and sometimes they part. And meet other devotees in this way. Ours is a great sampradaya of reunion and separation. And what is the activity? Preaching. Sankirtan. That is definitely the conclusion of Narottam Thakur. So, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Param Vijayate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada told me in Vrindavan in November 77 that I should try to unite, also not only me but others too, this Gaudiya Sampradaya. So I got into a little argument with one of the sannyasis from one of the Gaudiya Mutts. I said, listen, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted you to manage by governing body commission. Our society, we have a governing body commission. They said, you know, we said, well, everyone has to have their own guru. You know, it's not possible just to, you know, do it that way. I said, what do you mean? We have our governing body commission, 24 people. We have 11 gurus appointed by our spiritual master, and we're all cooperatively working. So where is the difficulty? You've all separated each to have your own separate place. How is this pleasing Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? And then he retorted, he said, what do you mean? In the time of Lord Chaitanya, they each had their separate disciples and separate camps. And I said, this is nonsense. You see, but I didn't have the direct references and quotes at that time, but I just knew intuitively that this couldn't be the fact. So then I studied a little bit. And it definitely, it's a fact. There was no such camp spirit or party spirit. They all worked together. How can the Mahabhagavata great devotees have, I mean, this is a vision that the Gaudiya Mutt has. They think that, you know, it's perfectly alright. Each they have their five temples and, you know, just look at the other people in some kind of competitive spirit. Never get together. Never have a joint program. All broken up. They have over throughout India about 100 temples. Maybe 64 were established by Bhakti Siddhanta. He made another 20, 30, maybe 80 temples they have. Maybe another 10, 15, 30 they made. But they don't at all work together. In no way. They can't look at each other hardly. You see, well, they look at each other, but I mean, they take prasad, but that's about it. You see, so I just wanted to point out that we see that how they disobeyed Bhakti Siddhanta, how they failed to work together, and therefore they're practically not able to do anything. And how it's always been in Chaitanya's movement that the preaching was always a transcendental reciprocation. Of course, in those days there wasn't a big one organization. It wasn't institutionalized. It was spontaneously, everyone was working together and preaching. And I indicated that in the ISKCON, we have that kind of mood. We have that cooperative spirit. But that it's not in the other missions. Maybe in each little mission they have, but they only appoint one acharya. You see, even more than one may appear to be qualified, but that's why then theirs break up because the other person wants to, or he's a little advanced, so he stays humble and he stays with him. But they don't work together in a broad way. So we're trying to bring them a little closer, carefully, because they have all these ideas we don't want to become affected. But we're trying to gradually change their ideas. So if ISKCON, you see already the senior, there's only about 10 disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta left. There's very few godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada left. And they say that the whole future of Lord Chaitanya's movement at this time is resting on ISKCON. What can the other people do? They're already practically broken. And they frankly say it. You see. They say the whole future at this time appears to be simply resting in the hands of ISKCON. And therefore they're talking about making one big... The one camp wants to take over the birthplace of Chaitanya and have it run by a big conference. And they want ISKCON to be one of the members of that. At least they say that. Of course, I know some of the things Prabhupada would say if he was present, but we cannot say those things. So yes, ISKCON, as they continue to work cooperatively, as we continue to preach, automatically, you see, all these people are keeping their little party spirits. They have to accept that we are not able to, you see, work together. This is our defect. And thus in different ways we'll be able to bring them closer together in a more cooperative spirit. This is my hope, that this is the way that it can be done. Prabhupada said the best way is you just bring them on your Sankirtan parties. Preach together.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.